Captain, do you copy?
Static. Then,
Diana, are you there?
I copy, but barely. Something's causing interference in the L-band frequency. Could be a magnetic spike, but I trailed off. That wasn't it. The air inside the cabin felt heavier, charged. I exhaled sharply, fingers tightening around the throttle controls as the EOS 7 drifted through space. Below me, the exoplanet Vesper 9 loomed like a sleeping behemoth, its stratosphere laced with ionized violet storms. Our spectrograph scans had come back inconclusive. No life signatures, no heat signatures, nothing. And yet, I wasn't alone.
Command says the long-range scans are corrupt.
Carter's voice crackled through the comm.
We need to abort. Whatever's down there
is calling me. The words left my lips before I could stop them. Silence.
Diana, what did you just say?
I pressed a hand to my temple. My pulse pounded against my ribs. I forced a breath. I don't know. I could feel it now. A presence threading through the static like a whisper. Not sound. Not words. Something deeper. I pushed myself away from the controls, breath unsteady. But then the ship lurched. Lights flickered. The inertial dampeners buckled for half a second before recalibrating. A slow chill crawled up my spine. Carter, I whispered, barely able to form the words. I think we were wrong. Silence. Then, through the static, a voice that was not Carter's.
Diana, we have been waiting.